Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And I've been reminded by some of our friends in other countries that I should acknowledge their listenership and participation, too. We do. We welcome you. We're all children of the same God, and we're all fighting for freedom. Most of us just want to be left alone, but then there are those who won't leave us alone. So welcome. And as I said, we're trying to free America one enslaved mind at a time. And because this is a digital broadcast, we ask that you share this information. We have a limited amount of time to wake people up. Now, I will tell you, I think the globalists are significantly weakened. Our work in Maui has crippled them because we have exposed their agenda. Have you noticed the mainstream media has a complete blackout on what's going on in Maui? Absolutely a complete blackout. They built this high fence around the city. They've hauled off the topsoil. Oh, we have video evidence of everything we're telling you right here. These are facts not in dispute. In fact, let me just make the record real clear. And I'll make the record clear again when we talk to Paul Preston about related events. Number one, they didn't sound the siren. It's state law that fires are a reason to sound the tsunami sirens. They lied about that. Number two, they didn't release the water when they were in the midst of fighting the firefight. And they used some esoteric 1970s New Age explanation about the sacredness of water. Sorry, people were dying. You released the water. That man, Kaleo Manuel, has been transferred to a new position. And it's illegal because there was never a public hearing. Yeah, that's right. Job was never advertised, never a public hearing, violation of state law. So those two things. And then the third thing is, where are the kids? Where are the kids? There were kids in school, two of the three schools that day. Don't let them tell you the schools weren't going to start until August 9th, the day after. That's a lie. That's a lie. So anyway, we have them on where are the kids? We have them on hauling off the topsoil so they can hide the evidence of directed energy weapons, although we see the proof all around Maui and how they were used. Cars incinerated and then the surrounding vegetation completely ignored, by the fire. Fires don't work that way. Okay, we know what happened there. But we have the proof on these people. And we've got Paul Preston with us today. And Paul's going to talk to us a lot about how they're covering their tracks. And there's all kinds of stories coming out from many sources right now, high-level sources, that the globalists are planning a mini-grid down this Thursday. And they're also planning to do a more major grid down on the 23rd of September, because they need to get this situation under control. They need to stop us from broadcasting. They need to lock America down. They know we're not going to follow pandemic instructions. So anyway, that's where we're going with Paul Preston today. And we want to give you fair warning. Make sure you're prepped. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Noble Gold is the very best in asset protection. Trust me, did you learn anything from Maui? You better protect your assets. And something else that starts with the first three letters of assets. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have retirements that can be taken under the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 by the banks. They can seize it, and also they can seize your bank account. Well, we're not going to let that happen. We are absolutely, positively going to stand in the gap and help you from Noble Gold. Noble Gold can rescue your retirement, put it under your control, back it with gold. It's the right thing to do. Let me send you the information. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, or you can call them directly at 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347, and tell them that Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. Now, this is going to be a controversial show. And although Paul and I are going to talk about the plans we know to take the grid down short term and then longer term to enact their will, and we'll cover what that's all about, we also will tell you this too. The best laid plans of mice and men, they may not be able to carry this off, but I want to put out an urgent warning. And Paul and I simulcasted this show, his show, my various venues, because we don't want you to get caught off guard. Better to be prepared and they couldn't pull the event off than to let it transpire and you're caught with your pants down, literally and figuratively. So we hope you take this show in that spirit. We pray that this event does not come to play. And here is our interview with Paul Preston. Welcome to the guest segment of the Common Sense Show. And we have my friend Paul Preston on. He's the president of the New California Movement, a movement that's moving one half of California towards a separating state, the 51st state. I think Maui should be the 52nd. We'll get into that. And Paul has also got a popular radio show called Agenda 21 Radio. It's the most listened to digital show in America. And together we combine forces to try to wake this country up. And we are coming to a nexus point where the balance of the future of our country is here. It's now. This isn't a next year thing. It's a right now thing. Paul, welcome to the show. And I think probably the place to start is what we know that's coming in the near future and what it means for people and what they need to do.
Yeah, well, Dave, thank you. Thank you very much for being here with us. And we're running live right now on my end. So
yeah,
we want to thank everybody who's tuning in right now. I've got a few people in the chat room already. We have a number of different things that we cover, Dave and I do, as a normal, natural basis. One of these things, of course, are world events and certain things that apply to the United States of America. Our biggest concern always has been for the safety of our people that we broadcast to. And, of course, pursuing and keeping and maintaining a strong union of states known as the United States of America. This is something that's been part of what we've always been about. However, recent events, and I think everybody understands the worldwide events that have been going on, and we've been covering extensively, Dave and I, for years. And we have talked a lot together for over the last several years. Well, a long time, actually. It gets to be a long time. And we've been able to come up with a lot of information that we've divulged to everybody, to all of you, about the worldwide situation, about things that are happening. But, you know, I think we've come across some things here recently, especially in light of the pandemic or scamdemic, you know, whatever you want to call it. The globalists are making their moves. There's no question about it. And we just have to come out really and say it's now open warfare between the, quote, globalists and the globalist elites and everybody else on the planet. And we have to all, I think, as a humanity, come to terms with this and admit it and say it is here and get out beyond the denial. And I speak to groups all over the state of California in particular. Dave does the same in his areas. And we come up to the denial factor about a lot of different things. But we have been engaged in locked horns with a number of the globalists by way of Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. And of course, my radio show is not named after Agenda 21. It's the representative name for the representation of the American exceptionalism for the 21st century. We hijacked the United Nations Agenda 21 moniker. However, it is all about the United Nations Agenda 21 and their plan as totalitarians to take over. This is an offshoot that's come about really since World War II. We've seen these things by way of Operation Paperclip. We've seen these things by way of other different things throughout history here in the United States. And we understand that there is an enemy that is a deep state. The deep state has now risen to the point, not only here in the United States, where we've seen massive corruption with a non-elected president, we have completely corrupted elections, we have completely corrupted officials for the most part at local levels. And they either wittingly or unwittingly have joined up with the international cabal to try and destroy the United States of America. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to dismember it. They're trying to, you know, the stumbling block for their totalitarian mindset, which is very Nazi-esque, is to get rid of the United States first. They have to destroy the sovereignty of the United States in order to have and achieve their global aims. Seen recently a number of events in which the globalists have come out and really kinetically attacked us. Many of the fires that we've seen throughout the West, Canada, and now it's spread to the rest of the world. But we've also seen some of the savagery that's gone on. Paradise, California, the near savagery and loss of nearly 2 million people in the Orville Dam situation, both of which are very, very close to me. My team spent 28 days examining what caused, what was behind the scenes, if you will, of the Paradise fires. And our hearts go out to everybody in Maui right now, because they are the ones that are receivers of this kinetic war that's unlike no other that we've ever seen. And then the rest of the globe, there's hundreds, thousands of people being killed today in fires, outrageous attacks by due weapons. These fires and these weapons are murdering and slaughtering people all over the globe now, but nobody's talking about it. But us, and we are a very, very small minority. We understand that our job, our patriotic and love for our country has driven us to the point where what we do now is we tell you the truth. We let you decide. And most people are now coming to the truth. Most people understand that this, yes, our Constitution is being attacked. They're trying to destroy us. And they're also trying to destroy Donald Trump. That's key. So anyway, with that, Dave, we might as well go ahead and let everybody know what we've been finding so that everybody understands that we're about to be attacked again. And those people in Maui are really on the brink and on the edge. They are cutting edge. Let me put it to you that way. They're cutting edge. And the United States of America is systematically being dismembered. And a lot of people don't see that. We see it because we're doing the new California state movement, and there's a new Arizona movement, and there's a new Oregon movement, and there's a new Illinois and new Nevada movement for statehood. And we see this because of the statehood movements. And now it's going to come home to roost in a big way internationally and nationally. And that's why we're on the radio this morning, is to give you a heads up about some of the things that we've discovered over the next several days. And we're doing it, I know, for some people at a very obnoxious time, but here it's not so obnoxious if you're on the East Coast and you're watching this.
Yeah.
So Dave, let's go ahead and get started.
It is an obnoxious time, Paul, and I have you to thank for it. If you didn't start an obnoxious time show at 6 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, anyway, be that as it may. The one thing I'm going to say to you, we're going to talk about grid down, and we're going to talk about it coming from the globalist. My broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, who was a DHS supervisor, former military contractor, he's been saying this forever. We do a weekly show together, and he said it's coming. And neither one of us think it's going to be an EMP, because the Chinese want to take over an intact country, and that would be too hard to rebuild. That's one thing we say. But Paul, I got to tell you this. After we talked yesterday, I talked to Scotty Sachs. He's pretty well connected. I don't know if you're aware of him. He's got a fairly big audience. And Scotty's been telling me for several weeks that his military sources have been talking about grid down. But there seems to be now a parallel move, not just the bad guys doing it to us to get us under control as a form of a lockdown. But he said there are elements in our military that are ready to act, and they are looking at initiating a similar grid down and then taking over that national defense drill on October 4th and broadcasting nonstop 9/11, the Kennedy assassination, Maui fires, everything. And I know this is probably catching you off guard, but Paul, when I talked to him yesterday, before I could tell him about our discussion that we're going to reveal here, he already knew it. He already knew it. So anyway, Paul, let's get into, let me just preface it by saying this, and I might get kicked out of this event by saying this. I managed to get myself invited to a disaster drill involving 40 nations, and DHS is involved. This is serious, and it's this Thursday. And Paul, that date is significant. Do you want to pick up September 14th this Thursday and talk about what you know?
Yeah, I hope everybody can hear me all right.
Yeah, coming you're coming through 5x5 okay. On this end.
Anyway, one of the things that we have discovered, or actually we've been watching the dates. We watch dates like crazy because, dates are to the globalists and to other bad actors. Dates are important historically. It drives them, and it has religious connotations in many respects. So dates are very important. We follow them incessantly. But we have been following a number of different things over the last couple of years, and especially tax on on the United States and in many different fashions. But one of the things that really popped out to us was that we started getting information about the 14th of September, which is, just 2 days from now. And the 14th of September, we were and have been informed, from very reliable sources now. And Dave has relayed to you already. He is on independently on his side. He's gotten information. Now we've since been getting more information since we started talking to people, and it's the information we're getting is confirming information. So for us, this reaches the level of national importance. That's why we're doing this on the show right now and trying to make people aware. But September 14th, we understand through a number of different things that there's going to be a shutoff of power. And we've actually last night, in one of our meetings, we actually had it divulged to us that people in Southern California have now, by way of Southern California Edison, getting confirming information that there's going to be electrical shutoffs on the 14th. This is supposed to be a worldwide event. Now, electrical shutoffs here in California, they've been kind of grooming us. We went through one point in time when we had 47 of our 58 counties shut off by Gavin Newsom. For no reason, really. The excuse was bad weather, fires, that sort of thing. That dog wasn't hunting. We all understood this. So when we look back on it here in California, we've been being groomed in a big way, especially with all the fires that we've had. And of course, these fires are not legitimate fires. All of them have been set. And one particular day, a couple of years or 2 years ago, I was high atop the Oroville Dam. And there was a fire raging behind me, and I turned around, looked at it. When I got home and I checked CAL FIRE, that was a date in which there were 27 fires started at one time in California. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not normal. That is not normal. But on the September 14th date, this is supposed to be a 2-hour worldwide shutdown
Do you
of
have a time on
electricity.
that, Paul?
No time. They have no time. This is what we feel is going to be a beta test, and a beta test to see our reactions, what's going to happen. But there's going to be a later test, and this test, not a test, but proposed option on September 23rd, in which power potentially will be shut down for 2 to 3 months
Well, so that's September
worldwide.
23rd.
That's September 23rd. So, Dave, we can pick it up from there.
Here's something that I'm going to throw at you. The government has announced on October 4th at 2:20 Eastern time, 2:20 in the afternoon, that they're going to initiate an emergency drill, and every electronic device will be co-opted with messages from the government. I know this is real. It's been announced. It's been in the media. How does that fit into this scenario? If we're already under a power shutdown come October 23rd, why would the government need to do this on October 4th?
Dave, and that's the question. Are they moving forward faster? And therein lies, I think, something that could, in fact, be an answer. As you and I know, and to a lot of great patriots here in this country and your states, you've all been pressing hard, and we believe that they're pressing back in reaction to us. And I think that to the great leaders of Maui, and to the great citizen journalists of all of the state of Hawaii, but mostly in Maui, you guys have unraveled them, even more so than the things that we've been doing out here in the New California State Movement. We know that we've unraveled them in a big way, and they are pressing forward. That's the only thing I can. They're pressing forward. Damn the torpedoes! They're getting more desperate. There's no question, Dave, they can't stop Donald Trump. There's no question they can stop him.
Yeah, I
He, they
agree.
can they cannot stop him. He's a rolling, they want to keep him from coming out to California. He's on a he's planned trip out here to California. I know that whatever they can do to keep him out of California, they're going to do, because we've saw this before in other situations.
The October 4th thing, is baffling to me. It does suggest a moving up of the time frame. It also could be a sleight of hand deception. Oh, nothing's going to happen until the
Right.
4th, and then these two dates occur, and so it could be deception. You're right about the Maui thing. I want to just put one thing on the record here. I watched a video late last week, in which it was a news station, and the name of the show was Hawaii News Now. The reporter's last name, her name was Richardson, and she reported from a gunnery range in a public gun range in Maui, and they had taken topsoil dirt off of Lahaina in great volume, and she showed EPA workers in the hazmat suits dumping the dirt into 55-gallon drums. And it was announced on this show that this was going to go to the mainland to an unknown disclosure. In other words, they're covering up the evidence of a directed energy weapons attack, in my opinion. And they have found, obviously, the thermite and the radiation. But here's what's interesting, Paul. I went back and I was going to run a segment of this on a report I was going to do, and it was gone. It was scrubbed. Fortunately, this YouTube channel, Hustle B, named for a female dog, guy does a really good job. I'm very impressed, and I don't have his name. It just goes by Hustle B, I-T-C-H. And he actually preserved the video. And so I borrowed a clip of it, and I showed it. The cover-up is an effect, but they're getting caught. And they've also been caught doing this, Paul. And this is why I think they're accelerating the timetable. They know probably about the Hawaiian elders that are meeting. And I've actually sat in on a meeting and had individual discussions with some of their representatives. They're moving. And they've got a substantial challenge. They being got Josh Green, the governor. But what they're finding in Lahaina, I'll give you another example. Here was another news report that got scrubbed. Billy Graham Ministries, and there's a subset group, and I forget the name of it, but they were on this report. They said this group has been allowed to come in and look for sacred artifacts, prized right. possessions in people's homes. I'm going, wait a minute. You people won't let the homeowners in to check on the same thing, but you'll let Billy Graham Ministries in. What kind of cover up is this? What are you looking to find, and what are you looking to cover up? And I guarantee you, they're not Billy Graham Ministry employees. They're employees. They call them government volunteers. That's the official term. And what I'm saying in this long-winded explanation is there's cracks in the pavement now. They're losing control of the narrative. Governor Green told people privately that he was going to relocate the Lahaina survivors to the Big Island, and they were going to erect a monument. This is all over the islands now. This is leaked out. They're getting exposed, Paul, and that's why they're getting desperate. I think the events in Maui and the discovery that we're finding has accelerated the timetable you and I are talking about.
Oh, that's exactly right. And what a lot of people don't understand yet, and we're about to make this announcement generally, you and I, so people understand that when you take a look at what happened in Maui, it's identical in process and procedure to the military-style operation that took place in Paradise, to what happened here in the Oroville Dam situation, what happened in Santa Rosa, what happened up in Shasta, what happened in many of the places that had these savage attacks with due weapons. Number one, warning. There's no warning that comes along. In Paradise, Oroville Dam, there was no warning. It was all by surprise. There was no exits out. In Oroville, everything was congested on the road. There was no exits out. They could have lost easily had it not been for Sheriff Corey Honan. 2 million people killed, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm, but he prevented that by making sure the Oroville spillway, the big one, was opened up again. That brought the water levels down, and that calmed everything down. But in Paradise, it was the same thing. No warning at all. There's no sirens. Nothing to alert the population. It was all word of mouth. People started to figure it out on their own. I was getting phone calls about this time in the morning from people going, hey, can you tell me if there's a fire in Paradise? I said, well, I don't know. You know, but I can tell you there was absolutely no emergency broadcast system or alert anywhere in the valley here for any of this. The same in Shasta, the same in Santa Rosa. I was contacted in working with people, the fire departments in some of those areas the night of the Santa Rosa fire. Exactly the same thing as Maui. Maui had no warning. They have sirens that are some of the most elite sirens in the world, and they never were turned on. So this whole thing was a surprise attack, and of course it's a vicious attack. The fires all consistently burn at 3 to 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit. These are electronically delivered fires. The lasers triggering microwave activity. This whole thing with the power grid, with the high temperatures that are generated at specific heat, very much tell you it's an attack. Of course, the other tell is the blue things don't burn. That's called a very, very clear attack by lasers because the
Hey,
frequency
what
is
color is
blue.
Oprah's roof?
Well, I hear she has a
That's
blue roof,
what I hear
but
too, yeah.
we've been seeing blue roofs pop up all over the place, by the way, just to kind of let you know. But these are all indicators of direct energy weapons, and it's happening worldwide. But the similarities of everything, the high heat, the people of Maui, they did get a lot of pictures in to show that's clear evidence, Dave, of dual weapons. Now, what you're talking about now, removing of the soil, that's very important to get rid of the evidence because there's so many toxic chemicals in the soil that it's clear evidence of the Dew fires. And that's the thing that they want to get rid of. They did the same thing. They could not wait to get rid of the evidence in the soil of Paradise. In fact, they came in with rainstorms several weeks afterwards to try and wash away the evidence because it was so much of it they
Right.
couldn't take
Well,
it all out.
9/11, they did the same thing, Paul.
Well, exactly. They have to get rid of whatever toxic chemicals brought about by the thermite and other chemicals that they spray on people to get such high temperatures. And of course, a lot of the chemtrails
Chemtrails.
contribute to that. You have aluminum oxide, you have magnesium, you have strontium, other chemicals. They're going to lend themselves to very high heat. And also, aluminum oxide, as you know, combines with iron to make thermite. And it's obviously very devastating because thermite burns at 3 to 4,000 degrees. And my hearts go out to all the victims of Maui. We've had this similar situation. They counted 87 bodies in Paradise, full bodies. And that's the body count. That's not the death count. The death count exceeds 3,000 in Paradise. We know that. We have evidence of that. And now we're taking a look at what's going on in Maui. It's clearly 2,025 students are unaccounted for. Now, I know that there's talk about the buses and hiding them out and things like that. In my
Yeah, let me tell you what
world,
I've seen about the buses, Paul. I don't think I shared this with you. I've watched conclusive video. The morning of the fire, they were using the Lahaina school buses to bus out the tourists. And then later that day, they proceeded to close the exits from escape. They wanted to drive up that death toll. There's something else I want to bring up for your opinion on this. And I formed a temporary conclusion. But 6 months ago, there was a video out in regular Honolulu TV that said Chinese lasers are put upon the island. They fired lasers at the island of Maui, but no danger to human life. They stressed that. That was 6 months ago. And then now we're seeing some release of lasers from the sky on Ground Zero Day, on D-Day, when they did the attack. I think they're setting up the Chinese for plausible deniability to take attention away from the people that really did this. What do you think?
Well, I think so too. They have to have plausible deniability, but the real people behind this, are those people that want to destroy us the most. The globalists, the World Economic Forum, just to mention a few. Many of your oligarchs that profess a strong belief in smart cities, which, by the way, is completely right out of Agenda 21. It goes even back before that, the perfect, quote, communist city. You might remember, Dave, that the communist Chinese built cities all over the world, sucking up the worldwide concrete just to build these utopian cities. Those are what we refer to as the perfect communist city, which was developed in Moscow in the 1950s. And from that perfect communist city, you now have these building plans all throughout the world for so-called smart cities. Technology has blended itself with the idea that the notions that came out of the Soviet Union of the 1950s for perfect cities. And of course, the Chinese were the masters of this. They actually built a lot of these so-called perfect these perfect communist cities.
You're
And
talking
of
about
course,
the ghost towns,
the ghost
those.
towns. Yeah, nobody
Yeah.
lives in them. Well,
Yeah.
if you had to have a good city, you have to have a heart and soul. Lahaina had a heart and soul. And now they're going to come in. Their plan, it's very obvious because of Josh Green, your governor, the totalitarian nature of the government in Oahu, which is really the elders in Maui have caught on to this, of course, and they're pushing back. But the totalitarian nature of the government there is all wrapped up and steeped in Agenda 21 and the United Nations, and with the oligarchs. It's pretty obvious they're teaming with the oligarchs. All you need to do is ask anybody in Hawaii about Oprah Winfrey and what she's up to. There's another oligarch, The Rock. Everybody's in. Jeff Bezos comes out with $1 million, $100 million the next day.
Yeah,
See,
the next day.
these guys blow it all the time. These leftists, these totalitarians, they blow it all the time. And that's exactly what they've been
Yeah,
doing.
Bezos' offer was to build a smart city, but here's what's interesting. There is a conference that's supposed to take place on the 25th on Oahu, and it's being sponsored by Hawaii State Government. And it's being run virtually by, and I say remote location by Josh Green. And they have a disclaimer at the top of the agenda. It says, don't read social media. It's deceptive. It's saying they were trying to turn the islands into smart islands. That's not true. And then, Paul, listen to this. Then they start talking about renewable projects,
Right.
65 of them. They have a map of it. And then they talk about walkways and bikeways and mass transit and eliminating cars. Excuse me, this is all Agenda 2030 stuff. It's all smart city. They also talk about the convenience of close proximity to all services you'll need. That's 15-minute cities. So everything in this agenda, and Paul, listen to this. This is the coup de grace. They had a woman on there who's a scheduled speaker, and her title was Digital Currency Reform. Well, that's CBDC. So
Right.
everything they say in the top of the document that they're not doing, they proceed to do it in the itinerary. And also, if you go to the Hawaii website, it's filled with this New World Order Agenda 2030 crap. So clearly, this is what's going on. I actually, and here's the other thing too. I want to get your opinion on something, Paul. Then we can come back to the power grid issue. We know the buses took the tourists out. We can't find the buses. You'd see the charred remains of a large vehicle. They're not there. There were 15 buses that can carry 72 people each and two smaller buses that can carry 30 people. Okay. Now we have, according to the Department of Education of Hawaii, their statistics don't account for 2,025 school children in Lahaina.
Correct.
Where the hell are they? And Paul, one of the three schools was operating and functional the day before the attack. One was set to open the day of the attack, and another one was set to open on August 9th. They're lying and saying none of the schools were to be open August 9th. They're lying about it so they don't have to account for the kids. Paul, you're a former administrator in school district. And let me just say this. In my training, and I was part of planning for disaster training, lockdown drills, of bus evacuation drills. I know the law. The educators at all times, especially at a time of crisis, must account for line of sight supervision of kids. And if there's any hint of danger, they are to lock down the kids or to execute a bus evacuation. Am I right or wrong?
Well, that's exactly right. It's an
Then why would
incident
they send
command.
these damn kids home? That's what
Yeah.
they're saying. You see what I'm saying?
Right. No, it doesn't make a lot of
No
sense. It doesn't make
principal,
any sense.
no principal who doesn't want to get fired and sued would ever do such a thing. Where are
Right.
the
And
kids? Where are the kids? Are they in
like
the
you, Dave.
tunnels?
Yeah. Like you, Dave. I was in the same boat. I was a school superintendent, and I also ran incident command center drills. I was for a very, very large school districts, I was the go-to guy on these drills and the protocols to follow. And none of the protocols have been followed here for anything. as far as the public school kids. And of course, most of the time, even with the school shootings and evacuations, going all the way to back to Sandy Hook, none of it looked good. It all seemed farcical to me. And, as experts in these fields, you were the
Sure.
same boat. So there's a lot of protocols that don't make a lot of sense. One of them that doesn't make a lot of sense is when I asked the people in Maui or in Oahu, I said, "Have you gotten any response from any school asking for CUME folders?" Now, the CUME folders are very important to understand. The CUME folders are evidence that the kids have moved on and gone someplace else. Every student has a CUME folder, and it's literally a folder with all files, paper files, everything about the students. And when a student leaves a school to go to another school or school district, that CUME folder has to go with them and be maintained at the school. These are the laws. Every state has these same laws about privacy and about keeping these folders. And none of these folders, when I asked the question, and of course the person knew exactly what I was asking about the 2025, I said, "Has there been any follow-up by anybody requesting a CUME folder from any of these kids?" And the answer to that was no. There had not been.
Paul,
Ladies and
how
gentlemen,
do you answer this question? Why aren't some parents who can't find their kids in the media going crazy? This baffles me.
many of the parents are dead themselves. That's the conclusion we've reached. The other part of it is that those that are being basically mindered into saying nothing, and and of course they're in their pain and sorrow. They're not going to say anything, especially if they're being told to shut up.
Keep your mouth shut. You know what? We're trying to find your kid. You're just going to wreck it. Keep your mouth shut.
Correct. That's the
Yeah.
only thing we can
Okay.
think of.
That
And
makes some sense.
we would hope that these parents, and I have a feeling, Dave, that on the ground there's a talk amongst those parents that remain there with the elders that you've been talking with. And this is our hope, of course, is that the people of Maui are not fooled. And I want to say
No, they're
very
not.
clearly to the people of Maui, great job, because you shouldn't be fooled, and you're not asleep. And this is a war. You understand that more than anything in terms of your cultures for years. This is a war, just like Pearl Harbor started a war. There's no question about it. And you're not taking the BS that's coming out of any of these people's mouths about how much better it's going to be with a smart city. I mean, you see right through that. In fact, somebody, your pressure is so strong on a lot of these people that for the first time in any of these operations that we've ever seen, we've gotten resignations from state and county officials because they're not going to take it anymore. And it's pretty obvious that these kind of things weigh heavily on human heads. Take your sheriff or your police chief of Maui. Dave, he comes from Las Vegas, and what was his job there? He was
His
the
job was
incident
to go,
commander.
he combined with the FBI to do a false investigation on Paddock, who was connected to the CIA.
Yeah,
Yeah,
the whole
exactly
thing,
right.
the whole shooting at Mandalay Bay, that was what we're talking about. He was the incident commander. So, listen, Dave, you and I are pretty smart people when it comes to connecting dots. I mean, we really are. But, when you have people who just don't really get it, that haven't been in our world, of having to professionally get it and find the dots to connect. When John Q. Public can look at that one and say, that's pretty odd that he was the incident commander there, and he comes over and now he's the incident commander in Maui handling that, and not handling it very well, I might add, being very suspicious. And of course, those press conferences were very revealing about all those officials. The people of Maui aren't buying it. Most of the world isn't buying it. And they've exposed themselves now. Because now you had a lot of those people that have been professing that smart movement, they're quitting the movement and quitting it early so that they don't have any problems. So
Yeah,
we've never seen that.
BJ Penn, the Hall of Fame MMA fighter, hero in the islands, and Tulsi Gabbard went on Joe Rogan, and I watched most of that interview, and it was interesting. They're not buying it. And listen, I've been critical of Tulsi because she was a
Me
Young
too.
Global Leaders Program member with Klaus Schwab and the World
Yep.
Economic Forum. But we have to remember something. This was part of Tulsi's district, her congressional district that she served for 6 years. This is personal for her. And people say, I don't trust Tulsi. And I get all these comments that come to YouTube and my website. People, listen to me. If your home was attacked, you might take a different view. Tulsi Gabbard, although I don't embrace her political philosophies, I do embrace what she's doing now in Maui. She's called people out. Paul, I just want to say one thing here. There are four undeniable things that have happened with regard to Lahaina. They were the victim of a blitzkrieg attack, the same as the Nazis did to Poland. They did to Lahaina. They shut the water off and didn't allow the firefighters to do their job. And it was in the middle of the firefight that this happened.
Same in paradise, by the way.
Yeah, they didn't sound the sirens. And they said, oh, we didn't sound the sirens because people would have run out, think it was a tsunami, and run into the fire and get burned up. That's not true. On the state of Hawaii website, fires are listed as a reason to activate the sirens. And then they block the exits. We have video proof, eyewitness testimony with video proof. In fact, I just had on my suggested feed today from YouTube more video proof that I hadn't seen. And then, of course, they're removing the topsoil evidence from Lahaina as covered on mainstream media and then scrubbed it to cover it up because they had second thoughts. Those four issues right there are all the people of Maui need to know that they were attacked. This was pre-planned, and they wanted to drive up the death count, which is why they blocked the exits. And I just want to say this one thing about the death count. They had to exterminate as many people in Lahaina as possible, because if you had two surviving members out of five, they would want to rebuild on their property. But if you wipe the family out and their heirs are remote, they're not going to fight the government. They're going to take what they can get from the developers and the state for pennies on the dollar and sell out, and then you have your smart city.
That's exactly right. And people don't quite understand the genetic link there. And that genetic link is solid. And yes, there's also another, my understanding is there's been now coming up this month, a settlement, a multi-million dollar settlement for the people of Maui for other,
That's BS. Tulsi Gabbard said it herself. Joe Rogan asked her, Tulsi, how much would it take to rebuild Lahaina? And she said about $5 billion to its original state. And here on the same day, they gave $700, that insult, to Lahaina survivors. Biden gave $24 billion to Ukraine. That could have put $140,000 in the hands of every Lahaina resident. And so this is a premeditated attack, and it was designed to kill as many as possible and move them out. And Paul, this is my position. Maui is the hill to die on, because if we let them get away with it here, they've already done it in Paradise. They've already done it in other areas. If they win this thing in Maui, then they can come after anybody, anytime, and no community is safe.
That's exactly right. No community is safe. And if we don't stop and gather ourselves, you know, Dave, you and I coached athletics. That was a term I always use, especially in football. You have, in basketball, is the same. You have to gather yourself before your next move, so to speak, sometimes if you already made one move. And that's what's happening right now. We have to gather ourselves as a nation and say, wait a minute, time out. These things are too big. They're now global, all over the place. Those of you that have been watching the chemtrails and see how they've influenced our weather and understand that and have a clear picture of that, it's now been blended in with weaponry. And those that control the weather control all. That was a famous Lyndon Johnson statement back in the 1960s when all this technology was really starting to come to the fore. And now we have a complete controlled system in the world that is poisoning our planet and causing these extreme fires, all because they want to stop carbon and climate change.
Well, we know that's only the excuse, Paul.
That's the excuse for them poisoning us and causing these fires and causing this warfare, this attack. We all have to join with Maui. We all need to be Hawaiians at this point in time in the United States. It's our 50th state, by the way. It's the last state to join the Union. And it's going to be the first state to leave the Union if these people have their way. They're trying to destroy what is known as the compact between the state and the federal government right now. That's what they're trying to do. And the people of Maui are not going to let that happen. They're not going to, they give up the compact between the United States and Hawaii, their sovereignty will not be assured. And that's one of the reasons why we're suggesting the new Maui, the new Hawaii movement as a way to protect their sovereignty and create a new state. And we believe that's the one way to do it. And the globalists do not want us to hear that. They hate the idea of a new California. As you know, Dave, we've been fighting that one for a long time. And it's the same over there. This is kind of like putting up the cross in front of the evil Satan to them. They know that this is something that once the people get stirred and they're out of control, as far as now I'm thinking that the globalists are looking at Hawaiians as out of control. They're looking at New Californians as out of control. Because the Constitution gives us authority that we have God-given rights to run the government rather than them run us. We have a responsibility to take that back. We had not only a right, we have a duty to the, as the Declaration of Independence says. And that's exactly what you're seeing right now, I believe, in Maui, is that the people of the great state of Hawaii are not going to take this any longer.
And in the brief time we have left, in 5 minutes, 6 minutes we have left, I wanted to ask two questions here. Number one, sometimes the best laid plans don't happen. So what reasons I want you to speculate as to why maybe the grid won't go down, even though I know it's planned. There's too many people that know about this. And then secondly, why do they want the grid to go down for a prolonged period of time later this month? Can you address those two questions?
I can. And this is, if you follow South Africa, you know, or Venezuela, or any place in which the globalists want to take over, you know, some people would call them Nazis, communists, whatever you want to call them, but globalists working with oligarchs. What they're trying to do is rid the city or the country of any of its indigenous people, any of the people that were really there. And what you're seeing right now in South Africa is nothing more than a slaughter of people, especially white people, as they're saying. And so this whole idea of turning off power is one of control. That goes back to us having 47 counties out at one time, all because of safety and wind, which is a bunch of BS. We understood that out here in California. It kind of enraged everybody. But this is what they want to do worldwide, especially in places like the United States. Large countries that which they're going to try and control with the power system. So we believe that the 2-hour test is a beta test to see how people are going to react, see if they have their act together, followed up by the 23rd, which is a 2 to 3 month shutoff, in which they're going to shut all the power down and ravage the people.
What's the purpose? Is it like the purge where they want us to turn on each other and murder each other?
I think they want all that. Plus, they're going to have assistance. You know, we've had a lot of these people, the fifth column, come across the borders now. It's clear evidence. We've been talking about a fifth column, Dave, for how many years?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, since
as long as we've known each other. Yeah.
2010. We've been seeing it grow and grow and grow. We have evidence of this, guys. We have, all you need to do is plug into Michael Yon. See this, Ben Berquam, the great work that those two guys have done to provide this evidence. This is the evidence we've been talking about for years. You know, we're completely vindicated of all the crazy things that we've been accused of, because we told everybody that this was not just happening, but it was going to happen in larger numbers when they were bringing the caravans forward. We knew exactly what that was. It was an invasion. And right now we have tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people brought to you by the Biden administration in particular. Almost 15 million people since the Biden administration are going to have crossed our border. Many of them are military aged men. And we use that term all the time on our shows, Dave.
Yeah.
Military aged men would be invading, and they have been invading. And so those men are about to be utilized. In fact, we're starting to see some of that utilization of those men on Maui right now, because they're bringing in people to be a security squad. We don't know where they're from. They have brand new cars. They have brand new uniforms. There's some sort of security agency. We don't know. Maybe they're, quote, blue hats from the United Nations. Isn't that interesting that the United Nations have blue hats in light of all this
stuff? I thought of that, too. Yeah. Directed energy weapons proof. You know, there's one other thing we should mention before we close. Biden came out on Saturday and said, yeah, I'm getting money from Congress to do vaccine development for what's happening for the injections you will have to take. Now, here's what's interesting. Biden illegally entered into what I call a treaty. An agreement with a foreign entity is a treaty. The World Health Organization didn't go through the Senate as required by our Constitution with a two-thirds approval. And this agreement says this: in the event of a pandemic, the World Health Organization, i.e., the UN, will run everything in America. In other words, the Constitution does not apply. The courts can't overturn what they're going to do. When Biden tried to make the vaccines mandatory, remember, for businesses of 100 people or more, is a stair step to make all of us take it. The court stepped in and stopped it. This time, with the World Health Organization, they're not going to listen to American law. They're not going to listen to the Constitution.
Well, that's what's part of the problem. There's no
Yeah,
question about it.
Paul, on my end, we're just about out of time, but I wanted to get you to tell my audience, if they don't already know how to follow your show, how to do it.
Well, the best way to follow it is to go to agenda21radio.news or a21r.com and plug in anytime. We're on from 6 to 9, and we're doing this, of course, through through Red State Talk Radio. Red State Talk Radio out of Washington, D.C. We'll be on in half an hour, actually. So we'll be reviewing a lot of what we talked about here. We're also going to be reviewing what's going to be happening. Apparently on the 14th, there's going to be some sort of a confab, Dave. Are you're aware of that? That the globalists are planning something to as a training session for this very event?
Yeah, it's EISCouncil.org, and it's EarthX, like the old GridX drills for the fake power grid takedown to do a drill. But they're doing a simulation with DHS participation at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. And right now, unless they pull my participation, I've got a seat at the table. The virtual table, that
Here's
is.
the key thing about this EISCouncil.org and this planning session. This is exactly what we're talking about. And again, we saw this in the 201 training
Okay,
sessions that
Paul,
John Hopkins
hold on one
offered.
second. Before you go forward, I got to say this to my audience. We're out of time on my segment of the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will air the totality of this, the rest of this, over on our TV station at thecommonsenseshow.tv. But I want to thank you for joining us. Paul, go ahead and tell us what you were going to say.
Well, this just prior, a couple of months just prior to the pandemic, John Hopkins University had this 201 training,
Oh, yeah.
and it was the training, the preamble to the whole. It set talked everything about what's going to be happening with the COVID. They're not trying to hide these things, and that's exactly what this council is all about. This is going to be a training session on the 14th. And we will bring you that, and we'll in the next half hour, in the next hour of the show, when we disconnect from this, then we go back to regular
That was a
broadcast.
Bill Gates initiated operation, if I remember right, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they practiced the pandemic before the pandemic in the very well way they did it. And it's just like Operation Northwoods with 9/11, same kind of deal. In military parlance, Paul, they call this snap drills. In other words, you're practicing a drill for a conflict, but you turn the drill actually into the real conflict and attack your enemy. And that's what they do quite a bit.
Right,
So,
right. So they don't hide it.
and well, here this Thursday, they're doing this 40 nation with the participation of DHS simulation called Black Sky, where there's going to be power outages. And I don't think it's a coincidence it's on the 14th. That's why you got my attention when you first called me and said, the 14th, I'm getting this. I go, well, I'm sitting in on a drill where they're doing this on the 14th.
Right.
So yeah, I think it's probably a good chance it's event 201 all over again. And but anyway, Paul, I need to scoot on this end because I've got to go do another interview over on RBN with John Moore. So I appreciate you coming on, and you got a great audience. You got a great show. I too am on Red State Talk Radio. Just thought I would throw that plug out there as well. It's a great network. And Paul, thanks for joining us. And obviously, we'll be talking quite a bit unless we don't have power to talk to each other on. So I'll see you later, Paul. Thanks for coming on my show.
All right, Dave. Thank you for being with us, too.
Take care.
Okay.